The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
Yes.
New evangelization. You mean like out of the Protestant churches? Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the Protestant churches, but yeah, that's the idea. But Catholicism has what sinners crave. Yeah. It's got graces. Seriously, somebody asked one of these clowns this question. What exactly was wrong with the old evangelization? Can anybody provide an answer to that? 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly, my email address. KingDude, KINGDUDE at MikeChurch.com. Back to Mr. Weigel here. That may well be why the evil one is focused such attention on the church in America. There is something living here, something to be wounded, even killed. Now, the evil one focuses attention all around the world. Not just here. Maybe you haven't heard, Mr. Weigel. There was an entire seminary, I believe, and in an entire country's worth of bishops that recently resigned in some place that was not America? I think I read that somewhere. Hold on, here. Mr. Church, I can guess that place in 5 notes. I think it was in South America. So because we had World Youth Day in 1993. Oh, I forgot. The depth of the challenges facing U.S. Catholicism are coming into painfully clear focus. Now, again, I think that this is one of these things where we ought to really have a serious, open dialogue about. Mr. Yacoub in the other room, how many Catholicisms are there? Your time starts now. Best of luck, Roger. Yeah. No, but how many are there? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. Oh, he already got it. Took him exactly 2 ticks of the teapot song. What was his answer? 1. So what is this thing that you call U.S. Catholicism? Does it occur to anyone other than me, weirdos and wackos like me, that maybe trying to define yourself outside of the norms of what existed prior to 1776 in America might kind of make you or tend to put you in a fold or in a position kind of like Protestant denominations? Oh, well, no, you have your Episcopalians, your Methodists, your Presbyterians, and you have your Wesleyans, you have your Evangelicals. Oh, and then you have your U.S. Catholics. So let me see if I understand this then. U.S. Catholics are not related to Irish Catholics. And U.S. Catholics are not related to Italian Catholics, et cetera, et cetera. This is confusing, again. And who is the author of Confusion? Confusion. It is Beelzebub. The depth of the challenges facing U.S. Catholicism are coming into painfully clear focus. But in facing these challenges, I have another question. If they're coming into painfully clear focus, can you tell me what it is that they might be? I mean, I don't want to get all detailed and stuff here, but I can tell you that there are certain things that are pretty precise. Like, for example, how many rubrics there are supposed to be in a mass? Do you know the number? 434, I believe, Father Coquim counts in the Latin rite, 434. Now, he was right in the 18th century. That may have adjusted with the addition of the second gospel. That may have changed a bit. There are things that you can count. How many sacraments are there? Ooh, here's a Jeopardy question.
Seven.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca, having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.